Millions of families have fallen in love with themselves on their skylight frames, with close to 2 million frames sold across 34 countries and over 675 million photos and videos shared. What? Skylight frame is a tried and true way to stay connected with family and friends. So this holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Memories. Whether it's for grandparents who adore seeing the grandkids' latest antics, or a friend who loves capturing every moment, the skylight frame is the perfect gift to bring joy and connection into any home. And a really fun thing you could do with it is use it in gift mode. Make it the ultimate surprise. You could preload it with your favorite photos before gifting the frame. And then when the person who gets the frame plugs it in, they'll see all those special memories ready for immediate enjoyment. I love things when they're ready for immediate enjoyment. This is better than any other way to share photos, right? You could have your long text message chains where you're trying to find the right photo or you don't look at them enough. Do you know the Skylight Frame can hold up to 8,000 photos with 8 gigabytes of space, and satisfaction is guaranteed? We're confident you'll love Skylight. They offer free 120-day returns. Wow. And for a limited time, get 20% off your purchase off a Skylight Frame when you go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's right. To get 20% off your Skylight Frame, just go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's ca.skylightframe.com/hockey.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to figure out who are the players we should be streaming in to maximize our chances of winning our head-to-head matchups. We're looking for players on teams that play a lot, preferably on light days, so that the games they're playing will actually be on our roster and not on our benches. And of course, we're going to want to try to get some players who are actually good. I'm going to be going through the teams with the best schedules and look at the players on those teams who may be available in your leagues that are, you know, have something interesting about them. Either they're on a hot streak, they're on a good line. So we'll do the best we can here as we go through this week from December 2nd to December 8th. I'm excited for this episode. The last couple of weeks for streaming have been blah. No teams really worth targeting that would give you more than a game or two. So it was almost like I was suggesting people could just go ahead and try to upgrade their roster in general. Hopefully you were able to do that and maybe even pull out a matchup or two over these last couple of weeks. So you're coming into this week now in really good shape. All studs on your team except for one or two players that you're going to use this streaming spot for to, you know, maximize that schedule. Obviously, if you have someone on Anaheim, LA or Tampa, those are players that you may consider dropping to bring in your streamers because those teams only play two times. Then we have a bunch of teams playing four times. So yeah, let's get into the schedule for this upcoming week. It's a classic standard good week for streaming. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday are light days, but not so light. Like there are games, right? There's 3 games, 4 games, 6 games, and 7 games on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Tuesday, 20 teams are playing. You might be able to fit someone in on Tuesday. Thursday, 18 teams are playing, so even more likely that you'll be able to fit someone in. And then even Saturday is not like so crazy busy, only 22 teams playing. So this is definitely a week where you need to go and set your rosters before listening to this episode and figure out where your openings are during the week. You may even find out that you have openings on any day. You could just take any 4-game player, get at any position and get all of their games. That's up to you, obviously, to figure out, but I'll help you along. Now, let's look at the teams playing 4 games. Those are the ones, obviously, we're going to be wanting to target, and especially if we can find ones not playing on the Saturday, which is the busiest day, that's an even higher likelihood. We can start with the Columbus Blue Jackets. They are playing Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, a really good schedule, and Columbus is hot. They've got a lot of players that are really interesting right now. I feel like it's almost like you can't go wrong. I'm going to tell you a bunch of names, and then I'll try to like rank them for you, but it's tricky. But yeah, like if you take a look in terms of Yahoo percent rostered, like obviously you can't stream in Werenski. After that, everyone's under 50%. Next is Sean Monahan, 40%. So yeah, if you can get Sean Monahan, I'd grab him next. And look, I know that Sean Monahan's on a bit of a cold streak right now compared to some of these other Blue Jackets, pointless in his last couple of games. I would not worry about it. I think this is just a nice opportunity. If for some reason the manager had an especially itchy trigger finger, go get Sean Monahan, get those four games. He's been playing on the, you know, top line with Voronkov and Marchenko, top power play with those guys, Kent Johnson and Werenski. So it's a great spot. You want Sean Monahan. But okay, let's look at the... Okay, then you have Kirill Marchenko, 36% rostered on Yahoo. These are guys who are 100% rostered in serious leagues like the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patriot Fantasy League. So I'm not going to waste too much time. But obviously, Monahan, Marchenko are your obvious guys. After that, everyone's less than 20% on Yahoo. And I think the... There's a few I could mention. We've been mentioning them on the shows, on Short Shifts, on the Mega Show. You want to have probably Kent Johnson next. He's had such an incredible start to this season. He had 5 points in four games before getting injured. And since coming back, he's pointed in every game. 2 goals against Tampa, 2 assists versus Carolina, assists versus Montreal, a goal versus Calgary. Will he slow down at some point? Probably. But I'd jump on that train now and ride it as long as I can. He's getting, you know, deployment on the top power play, like I mentioned. Also, Johnson's been playing with Sillinger and Fantilli on, I guess you could call that the second line, which is a pretty solid, cool line. And I think Sillinger and Fantilli are also guys that I would be interested in streaming in. But I think that probably I would have Kent Johnson as my number one. And then I'd probably throw Voronkov out there as my number two. Voronkov's been playing on the line with Monahan and Marchenko and also on that top power play with Monahan, Marchenko, Kent Johnson, and Zach Werenski. So I think Kent Johnson or Dmitry Voronkov, those are your two primo streamers, probably your streamers of the week if you could somehow get them. Voronkov only 5% rostered on Yahoo. That's pretty incredible for a guy who is now riding a 5-game point streak, a couple multi-point games in there. So Voronkov is looking like the real deal. Definitely go for him. Then you, I guess, so then there's a bit of a tier drop after those guys on the top power play. But still, I feel like, you know, Adam Fantilli, he was cool. Ugh, this freaking guy. He, like, I added him last week and he did nothing for me. He had 2-0 games in the couple. I dropped him, moved on. I feel he was like the only Columbus Blue Jacket not getting points when they were scoring like 5-7 goals a game. Since then, an assist versus Montreal, a couple goals versus Calgary. It was on 2 shots, not sustainable, but I think he'd be up there in that next group of players. And then Cole Sillinger also has been looking pretty good. He had an assist versus Calgary. He missed a game before that, but also 3 shots in that game, 7 shots in his previous game versus Carolina. So I think you're looking at Sillinger. You're looking at, yeah, Fantilli. And those are just the forwards. Like, there's still... So I've just mentioned the whole top six, right? Get one of those if you can. On defense, we have to pay attention to Dante Fabbro. If you're, you know, super full at forward, but you have openings for defense on all four of those game days, Fabro's looking pretty good. He's got 2 points in his last 3 games, a decent number of blocks, 5 blocks in that last game versus Calgary. What a steal to get him for free from Nashville. Nashville giving these good players away. I really wish I added him in my dynasty. He was right there. I just was like, eh. And then next thing I knew, he was gone, and now I missed opportunity. So yeah, a lot of gold to potentially be mined from the Columbus Blue Jackets. So take a look and see if any of these guys I've mentioned are available. It's a great schedule. These are all players that are looking really exciting. So yeah. By the way, there's also Chinnikov, who is injured right now. He's day-to-day. So if you can get him and stash him, then you can figure out what to do, you know, once he's back. We'll see what the lines are going to be. And maybe that'll shake things up, and who knows. But Chinnikov was also on a nice run. He wasn't getting the best deployment before he got injured, but 3 goals in his last 4 games. You can't complain too much about that. And also a 7-shot game in there. All right, so that's the Columbus Blue Jackets. Is the episode done? No, we got a lot of great schedules this week. This is going to be a fun one. Like I said, let's go to the Dallas Stars next, who play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So, you know, maybe you can consider that a better schedule than Columbus, because maybe you were full on the Tuesday or Thursday. You're definitely not going to be full on any of the days that Dallas is playing. I just wanted to start with Columbus because they just have all of these super interesting players. Dallas is a little bit like trickier to stream from. Obviously, it depends how deep your league is. I'm assuming at this point, you're not able to get, like, obviously the big guns, and then you're not going to be able to get Matt Duchene anymore. I'd imagine you're probably not able to get Tyler Seguin anymore. It would be great if you could. Mason Marchment. Like, these are obvious guys to go for, but they're all now above 40% rostered on Yahoo. So I feel like if your league is shallow and you can get any of these guys who are, like, 40% plus on Yahoo, then that's obvious. I guess Jamie Benn is one of them that you might think, oh, he's not having the greatest season. Well, actually, just had a goal and assist versus Colorado in the last game. If Jamie Benn was dropped, like, especially with this 4-game schedule, go for him. So to recap, there's the top line of Robertson, Hintz, and Johnston. There's the second line of Duchene, Seg, and Marchment. Then there's Jamie Benn on the third line, but still on the top power play very often. So who does that leave us if you still want to stream a player from Dallas? yeah, then it gets harder, right? So maybe that's why I said it's not going to be the best team for streaming, assuming all those guys I just mentioned aren't available. I know Brian mentioned on the last Mega Show that he streamed Dodonov at some point. He's been playing with Jamie Benn and Sam Steele on the third line. Hasn't been doing anything. He had a stretch where he had a couple games in a row with a goal. But yeah, honestly, like I mentioned Dallas, I can't not mention them on this episode. If you could get one of those players in the top six or Jamie Benn, then go for it. If you can get Miro Heiskanen, I mean, congrats. But yeah, you're not. That's it. So sorry, like great schedule probably goes to waste in any like non-super shallow league. I just don't have a name for you. I'd love to throw a name. I don't have a name. Like Ben Dodonov, Sam Steele is your third line. You know, Dodonov gets secondary power play. He's the only guy of all the top six that I've mentioned plus Ben that's on like a power play. So I guess Dodonov would be the guy. But I think you have better options this week. So let's go to the next team. One more team that plays four games, not including Saturday. That's the Seattle Kraken going Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And like with Columbus, there's just a lot of fun options. It's like a frustrating team to have a season-long hold on in Seattle just because the lines are so evenly used and even the power plays are evenly split. But for streaming, it's always pretty good because you got a lot of players getting decent deployment and potentially available in free agency. If I were to sort all the players on Seattle on Yahoo by their percent rostered, you've got Brandon Montour, Jared McCann, Vince Dunn. After that, everyone is 20% or less. So potentially you can get anybody, which is pretty sweet. You could have anyone. You could have anyone you want. The question is who? Look, I don't know. Like, there's a... Okay, so the top line has been McCann, Beniers, and Burakovsky. McCann is a little bit cold lately, and that's obviously not been great for Beniers or Burakovsky, who are also super cold. So you could always assume that maybe there's going to be... I mean, I'm not going to mention Burakovsky. Like, Beniers, I don't know. It's getting to be... Like, I always was really going into this season thinking that, like, he was going to have a big bounce back after that disappointing second season. But yeah, now we're looking at a 7-game pointless streak for Matty Beniers. So I don't think... there's always a chance that he can finally start doing something, but he's not someone I'm, like, rushing to go get at this point. Really, the line that's been going off has been the Shane Wright line. Shane Wright with Bjorkstrand and Tolvanen in the last game. And they're playing today. By the way, I'm recording this Saturday afternoon, I should mention. So there hasn't been this game against San Jose for Seattle tonight. They did play San Jose yesterday. The Sharks took that game 8-5, but with 5 goals, obviously there was a lot of production to go around for Seattle. And yeah, a lot of it came. Like I said, the Wright, Bjorkstrand, Tolvanen line, 2 goals for Shane Wright. That brings Shane Wright to 5 points in his last 3 games. So like I said, this line has been running hot for a little bit. Bjorkstrand running a 4-game point streak. He had a goal and assist last night. Tolvanen, I guess the coldest of that group. He only had an assist yesterday. Took 1 shot, 3 hits. The game before versus Anaheim, Tolvanen scored a goal, had 3 shots and 6 hits. I think for a league like a couple, if you're in a categories league, it's kind of different because Tolvanen's going to give you hits. He goes up. I think for a league like a couple, I think Bjorkstrand is probably just your safest bet. Shane Wright obviously is very exciting and a young player, potentially future star. I don't know, but he was doing so little before this run. And he missed 3 games before that. So I don't know. Like, I'd be interested. Like, for fun, I would want to try to try out Shane Wright. But probably if I'm picking one of these guys, I would go Oliver Bjorkstrand. Then give me Shane Wright. And then, honestly, like at this point, maybe Tolvanen and then Matty Beniers. If I'm sorting through my players, I'd be interested in streaming. I guess another guy to consider is Jaden Schwartz, who had a few games in a row of decent shots. And a couple games ago against Anaheim, he had 5 shots. And yesterday against San Jose, a mere assist and no shots. So I'm not sure exactly. Jaden Schwartz just like sometimes shoots a ton. He had a 6-shot game a couple weeks back and sometimes does nothing. So he's another name out there. I'd put Jaden Schwartz like... Honestly, I want to put him above Matty Beniers also. So now watch Matty Beniers like totally go off after I'm like really nagging him. But yeah, I think that would be my order here on Seattle of the players to go for. I think give me Bjorkstrand first for a short-term stream while he's hot, then Shane Wright, then Tolvanen, then Schwartz, and then Matty Beniers. Sad. Okay. And there you go. And then on defense, I mean, there is still Ryker Evans out there. While we're waiting for Vince Dunn to come back, Evans has been getting a decent amount of power play time. He just had 2 assists against the Sharks. So, yeah, I mean, 3 blocks also in the last game. If you need defense, I feel like Ryker Evans is a totally serviceable option, especially for 4 games. So a nice guy to consider as well. So, yeah, those are our 3 teams that play 4 times next week, avoiding the Saturday. We still have 4 teams that play 4 times next week, including the Saturday. And I'm going to go through them since like I said, that Saturday's not even that busy. So you might be able to get 4 streaming games even from those teams as well. So I'll get to that in just a sec.
I just added Cam Talbot to my fantasy hockey team, and what better way to follow that up than by going to do some in-person scouting? And if I want to do some in-person scouting, I can go to the Canadian Tire Center and see the Red Wings visit the Senators, and the best way to do that is to get my tickets on Game Time. An even easier way to do it is on Game Time. Use the Game Time Picks feature. It's new, and it makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. It filters out the fluff. So you only see incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste your time searching through thousands of tickets. I'm looking right now. I see tons of great deals here. Tickets from $17, and I can hear the judgment of other hockey markets. Sure, go ahead. Judge away. This is where we're at in Ottawa right now. But I get a picture. I get a rating of the deal. I get whether it's good value, how much percentage off it is, the face value, all of this in just one look on the Game Time app. And also, they have all-in pricing, too. You can see the total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time!
The 2024-25 NHL season still has that new car smell, and the action is heating up at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple, like picking a team to win. You can also pick on a player to score a goal. You can bet on a whole bunch of things. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN. HPN stands for the Hockey Podcast Network, for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back to the Matchup Maximizer. Elon here. We're going through the remaining teams playing next week that have 4 games. These are the teams that play on Saturday. But like I said, you got to check that roster, see if you can fit in those Saturday guys. Let's start with the Winnipeg Jets. A little bit of uncertainty here. Nikolaj Ehlers was injured in the last game. I think we don't know yet how severe. The coach said, like, not good, but maybe he's just, like, in general, just annoyed that he's hurt at all. So we'll have more details maybe by tomorrow's Mega Show, where Brian and I will go through things. We'll talk about what's going on with Nikolaj Ehlers. That does open up a spot on the top power play, which used to not be the case because Ehlers never was there, but now he has been there. But now we go back to Cole Perfetti, who got some runs on the top power play last year, I recall. Perfetti is a very frustrating player in fantasy. Like, overall this season, he has 17 points in 24 games. Highlighted, of course, by his most recent game yesterday, where he scored 2 goals versus Vegas, and that didn't even include a power play goal. Vegas still won the game 4-3, but obviously Perfetti had a great performance. Perfetti also had 3 hits and 2 blocks. So if there's ever a time to go for him, and I know sometimes he goes like super cold and then doesn't even shoot very much, but I think that, yeah, of any time, like while Ehlers is injured, if Perfetti's going to get a shot on the top power play, I think that's enough to give him a shot. I don't know what the lines are going to be. Like, if they stick with Connor, Scheifele, Vilardi, then that would leave Perfetti to play, like, with even Ehlers in the lineup. Then Perfetti was playing with Ehlers and Nemesnikov. So I think Alex Iafallo was moved up in the last game. Obviously, now the coach will have more time to think about it and decide how to deploy the lineup. Obviously, best case for Perfetti would be if they split up that top line and get Perfetti in with like a Scheifele or a Connor or a Vilardi. So we'll see. But yeah, Cole Perfetti definitely jumps out. So I will mention, okay, and like, here's the thing. Trev is going to write this down as Elon is saying Perfetti is like one of his streaming recommendations. And in a week, it'll be like, did I get it right or wrong? I'm just going to say, like, I'm not like so confident, but I still think he might be worth a shot. And this is also assuming that Ehlers is injured. So yeah, I would put Perfetti up there, like, you know, with Bjorkstrand, let's say. So below, if we're looking for who, if you can still get like a Voronkov or a Kent Johnson, I would do one of those. And then I think then you have Bjorkstrand, Perfetti, and those other Blue Jackets are maybe the next tier of guys. So I will put Perfetti in there. Again, asterisk, assuming that Ehlers is not in the lineup. Aside from that, is Nino Niederreiter, like, he's gone cold for a couple games now. He's been a weird guy in terms of just, like, his deployment isn't great. You wouldn't expect too much production. Then he went on that crazy run. Then he went super cold. I'm sure a lot of people dropped him. Then he went on a three-game point streak. Now a two-game pointless streak. Again, if you're in a deeper league and Nino is in free agency, I just feel like you can't count out Nino Niederreiter. So in a four-game week, if you can get all four, he's another guy. I feel like you just kind of have to consider, like, even though he's, you know, not getting the best deployment. I guess same for, like, an Adam Lowry. I feel like he always gets something once in a while. Like in four games, I'll bet you're getting 2 points, hopefully goals. That could be potentially something for you. Okay, so that's the Winnipeg Jets. Let's do the Toronto Maple Leafs next. They have a nice schedule, especially because they start the week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Saturday. So if you even if you don't have the room on Saturday, you just stream in your Leaf, and then you can switch over to someone else for the weekend, potentially get 5 games out of this roster spot, depending how you play it. Big news out of Toronto is that both Austin Matthews and Matthew Nyes are going to be playing tonight. By the time you listen to this, you might know how things went in this game versus Tampa Bay, and that might inform some things. But here's the lines that we've been seeing going into tonight's game. They've had Matthews up with Nylander. So Matthews and Marner not reunited. Matthews, Nylander, and Matthew Nyes has been the top line. So that leaves Marner to play with Tavares and Pontus Holmberg. I guess, obviously, with McMahon injured, they had to find someone else to play in that spot. I'm sure some fans are thinking, why not Robertson? Why not Minton? Look, it's Holmberg. I don't think it'll last. I'm not going to be recommending to stream in Pontus Holmberg. I'll tell you that. Top power play, 5 forwards. Marner, Nylander, Matthews, Tavares, Nyes. We'll see if that holds or if Morgan Rielly comes and bumps Nyes at some point. But clearly, the conclusion here is that Matthew Nyes, if he's somehow available to you, he's 40% rostered on Yahoo. He's coming back from his injury. He was on a decent run before he got hurt. He's playing on the top line and top power play. You want him. But that might not be too helpful for you. And that's the thing with Toronto. Like, if I'm not going to recommend Holmberg and Nyes isn't available to you, now all of a sudden we're kind of like out of guys. So I like Fraser Minton is a high pedigree guy. And he did have himself a goal and an assist in his first couple of games. Didn't get anything against Florida. Now it looks like he's going to be playing on the third line with Robertson and Lawrence. So, like, the thing is that Holmberg's spot is interesting to me just because I doubt that Pontus Holmberg holds it. And in that case, you know, this might be more of a wait and see. So here's my advice. Yeah, just if you want to stream in a Leaf, I think wait for Monday. Get those, like, you know, we'll see what happens in the game today. Then we'll see some practice lines Monday morning. Aside from that, yeah, there's not really much that I could recommend to you here. So apologies to Leafs fans hoping for a big stream. If you can get Matthew Nyes, though, definitely go for it. And kudos, by the way, to Mitch Marner on such an incredible run while Matthews was out. Put an exclamation point on it with a goal against Florida in the last game. The Leafs lost 5-1, but at least that one was Marner again. I don't know how he scored all these goals. Where have these goals been? Where are the goals going to go? Maybe now's a good time to trade Mitch Marner. If you're in a league like a couple where goals are worth so much more than assists, his points are still going to come. And, you know, now that Marner is sticking with Tavares, I don't know, maybe they're just going to be like, keep it up. Matthews and Nylander can take turns scoring on that top line, and maybe Marner can do the goal scoring on the second line. It'll be fun to see. It'll be fun to see how the Leafs look now that they've realized that they have a legit, like, 40-plus goal scorer in Mitch Marner when you give him that role. Okay, so that's the Leafs. The next team that plays 4 times that you may want to consider is the New York Islanders. They're going Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So again, obviously you got to check your schedule. Make sure you can fit that Tuesday and Saturday. If you can, then not too shabby. I guess the big player to consider over on the Islanders is Simon Holmstrom, who just had a 2-goal game playing on the top line with Horvat and Anders Lee. It was a 5-4 loss. We'll see if the lines stick going through next week, but obviously that's a pretty sweet spot playing with Horvat and Lee, you would think, which is actually kind of a wild thing to say. But now Anders Lee has continued his hot streak as well. I should mention 1 goal and 2 assists. If you can get Anders Lee at this point, he's up to only 22% rostered. So I think Anders Lee, okay, so yeah, maybe I went too far. Holmstrom is your deep league guy to consider if he's going to stick on the top line. But like, obviously the first guys you would go for, you're not going to be able to get Dobson, you're not gonna be able to get Horvat, you're probably not gonna be able to get Brock Nelson. Next up, you know, give me Kyle Palmieri, who's been playing on this line with Nelson and Cyplikov. Maybe also give me Cyplikov, I would say, who's been playing on that line, which has been a pretty hot line, by the way. Palmieri, Nelson, and Cyplikov. Both of those guys also playing on the top power play. In that last game, it was Palmieri, Nelson, Horvat, Cyplikov, and Dennis Cholowski. Yikes to the Noah Dobson managers. You don't want to see that, though. He did have an assist, at least, and four shots in that 5-4 loss to Washington. But still, I would be a little scared if that top power play is no longer a sure thing. I did not expect that going into the year. But okay, as far as streamers go, yeah, give me first Palmieri, then Anders Lee, then Cyplikov, and then I guess you got to take a look at Simon Holmstrom. We'll see if he holds that spot. Should we look and see what Dennis Cholowski has been doing? If he's playing on the top power play, you'd think that could be something. He's done not much. He had an assist in this game against Washington, so that's cool. Still not someone that I would be rushing to go and add. And also, I would, you know, if you're a Dobson manager, but also you just have to assume that you're going to be expecting and hoping that Cholowski doesn't hold that spot for long. He assisted on one of those Simon Holmstrom goals, so good for him. All right, one more team. I was about to say hi. Okay, Brian, so used to it. Okay, no, it's just me. I'm just here by myself right now. Let's do the last team here with four games next week. That's the Colorado Avalanche. Same as the Islanders, are going Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. One thing I'll mention for the Islanders, by the way, is they're playing Montreal, Seattle, Carolina, and Ottawa. So Carolina, I mean, if Spencer Martin's in there, then they're going to score a lot of goals. Montreal is a good team to score against. Ottawa is a good team to score against. Even Seattle sometimes, especially if Grubauer's in there. So the Islanders might have some good, like, you may want to boost those guys up just because of the quality of competition. So something I'll just mention. I don't usually play that way, honestly, with my streaming. Maybe I should. I just kind of want to go for the players. And I guess I'm always kind of thinking that I want a guy with a good schedule, but also that could like end up being a hold for me. That's why I'd be like apprehensive to grab a Simon Holmstrom, just because like ideally I'm going to grab someone like, maybe, you know, I'm adding a Cyplikov, and then if he's good, I like hold him for the next week. The next week, the Islanders play Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, I'm seeing. Saturday is a busy day, so maybe that Sunday will have some value. So I'm always trying to, you know, if it's a coin flip anyway, give me the player that I think has the chance to earn a permanent spot on my roster. But maybe that's why I'm not, you know, crushing my league. Maybe I need to be like really focused on the short term. Anyway, where was I? Colorado. Okay, the Avalanche are the last team to play four times. Those lines have been shaking around a little bit. We have landed back with Valeri Nichushkin on the top power play, just like I predicted, so I can bring that up on the podcast tomorrow, and I'm be curious to see what Brian thinks. I just assumed it was a matter of time. Brian was a little concerned. He was there, scored a power play goal, I'm pretty sure. So Nichushkin is incredible, and you're not going to be able to stream him in 6 points in his last four games after a cold start. Yeah, it was a power play goal for Nichushkin, his first power play goal of the year. But okay, who are we going to go for on Colorado? They also lost to Dallas 5-3, so they might be changing around those lines. They've also just made a big trade. Anunian is gone. Scott Wedgwood is the new backup. Kind of a surprising trade. We'll dive into that, obviously, on the Mega Show tomorrow. As far as streamers go, okay, so let's look at the lines from this game. But again, this could be the kind of thing where things could change, especially after a loss. We don't have any lines yet. As I'm recording this, it's 2 p.m. right now on Saturday. I don't have new lines for you on whether or not they've changed things around. So all I can go by is what they ran against Dallas. And so they still had McKinnon and Rantanen split. And Rantanen's been like better than McKinnon. It's crazy. Rantanen's just been like, he had a goal and assist in this game against Dallas. I feel like it's a weird thing to say. If I'm a McKinnon manager, I want those two to be back together so that McKinnon can really find his juice again. Not that McKinnon has been terrible, but yeah, he had an assist in the last game, had a 2-game pointless streak before that. To be fair, McKinnon did take 10 shots in that game against Vegas. Just nothing went in. So probably in a lot of other games, he'd have 2 or 3 goals in that game. Anyways, again, this is not streamer content. Elon, stick to the script. So what were the lines? McKinnon was with Lehkonen and Nichushkin. I assume you're not going to be able to stream any of these guys. Lehkonen is 56% rostered, maybe in a super shallow league. Why not? Like, go for it if you can. And then Rantanen was playing with Mittelstadt and Kovalenko. And Casey Mittelstadt, 31% rostered. So in some leagues, you might be able to get him. He's ice cold. But Mittelstadt has still held on to that top power play. It's been McKinnon, Rantanen, Nichushkin, Mittelstadt, and Kale Makar. So I think this is actually like a great opportunity. Like, Mittelstadt maybe has been dropped in your league. And yeah, he's cold. That's why he was dropped. But he was also like scorching hot to start the year. And he's playing on a line with Rantanen, and he's on the top power play. So as long as that holds, that's a very appealing guy. So I would put Mittelstadt right up there with my top streamers of the week if he's available for you. In Kakuffel, he's probably not, just because it's a deeper league, but I bet you a lot of people listening have Mittelstadt as a recent drop, as he has been, just like ice cold, pointless in 5 games, maybe today, by the time you listen to this against Edmonton, maybe Mittelstadt will get a power play assist or something to get back on the board. But it's a pretty good spot. Aside from that, so yeah, you have Nikolai Kovalenko, who was playing in the top six. Is that going to last? I don't know. Is it going to go back to like an Ivan or something? Like, Kovalenko is a promising young player that came from the KHL. It was good. Like, he's been super ice cold as well. I'm not as interested in Nikolai Kovalenko. So this is kind of like a Toronto situation or like Dallas. Like, there's a lot of good players, but I don't see any like obvious streams, like assuming that everyone like 30% or higher rostered on Yahoo is taken in your league. Jonathan Drouin is hurt long-term. Which is too bad. He scored 2 goals in his game against Florida, and now he's apparently going to be gone for a long time. And so we'll see how Colorado does. They had to shake one thing up. They I guess they've decided that they've improved their backup goalie situation. Now they just need to start winning a lot more games. Oh, I guess I could mention Devon Taves. He's 71% rostered, so he's probably not available, but I have seen people talking about him potentially as a drop. So this is the kind of thing where I understand why you would drop Devon Taves. If he's not on the top power play, he's not doing too much at even strength, maybe you can do better. But if this is a week with 4 games, if he's been dropped, I'd say go get him. Try him out for 4 games, see if he bounces back. I don't think he's going to do too badly for you. At least one of those 4 games will be good. You know, like if you look at his last 4 games, pointless in 3 of them, had 2 assists in 1 of them. So I could see something similar happening. So, I mean, yeah, if you need defense, you could do a lot worse. By the way, in my couple division, Chris Letang just dropped. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. But he's also been super cold. But unfortunately, Pittsburgh does not have as good of a schedule. The Penguins just are going Tuesday and then Friday, Saturday. So I'll give it away. Like, if Letang is still out, I'm sure someone will just do a fab bib and go get him. Letang pointless in 6 games that he's played with a 3-game break in between there. If like by Friday morning he's still out there, I'll give him the Friday, Saturday if I still have the moves available. It's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, potentially could be a hold, but yeah, very disappointing for him. And a Devon Taves, that would be fun at the end of the year. Who's been the most disappointing player who was drafted that turned out not to be worth holding? Maybe like Letang and, yeah, Devon Taves might be at the top of that list. I'm sure that's a fun list. We can come up with a lot of other players. That would be a fun off-season episode. But okay, with that, I'm through here. Hopefully I've given you some names of players you can target. There still are some other good teams that will give you like 3 off-day games. So if you are full anyways on Saturday, then a lot of these teams I've mentioned are the same as some of these teams that play 3 times, but avoid the Saturday. Like I'll mention, Vegas plays Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So if you have room on the Tuesday, that could be pretty good to just get those 3 games and then move on for the weekend. So take a look at Vegas potentially in a shallower league. Maybe can you get a Dorofeev, only 26% rostered on Yahoo? That'd be a slam dunk. Get those 3 games. Keep an eye on Victor Olofsson, by the way, who's been injured. I was on a conditioning stint, but he might be back soon. And I don't know. Yeah, maybe Victor Olofsson comes back and jumps on the top power play, bumping like a Nick Waugh. So that could be pretty decent. Stash him. Maybe get someone else Monday. Get Olofsson for Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. And then you could always reassess for the weekend whether he's a hold or not. So, okay, I think that's enough, though. Let's wrap this baby up, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for the Keeping Carlson Mega Show. Just make sure you're subscribed so you get all of the episodes. We dropped 2 really great Short Shifts episodes this past week. Thanks so much to Elizabeth and Lewis, and then to Derek, who stood in for Jeremy because it was Thanksgiving, and Shams. That was a great show. So, yeah, I really appreciate the content that's coming out, and hopefully you do too, and you subscribe and you get all these shows auto-downloaded. We have our Patreon if you want to check it out, keepingcarlson.com/patreon, but I guess I'll bug you about all that stuff on the Mega Show, though I will say we do have kind of a low number of people on the waitlist for the Cupful, so now would be a good time to potentially sign up and get on that waitlist, and you might be able to take over a team before too long. But with that, good luck for the rest of this week, and happy streaming for next week, and I'll talk to you in a week to talk about the next week of streamers. Another decent week for streaming. We're having a good time here. See ya.